You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips number 84. Welcome to our Portuguese Basic Tips number 84. Marcos Salles here, and today we'll speak about Portuguese diphthongs using the letter X. Please consider to become a premium member of Todo Mundo Pod and have access to all our transcripts containing keywords translations that will help you to improve your vocabulary, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, our entirely in Portuguese podcast. The association is quite simple. The payment is recurrent, but you can cancel it anytime. There are no small prints to do so. And, of course, thanks to all members, people like you can keep this website online. Your association is very important to us. Visit TodoMundoPod.com and become a member. Well, first of all, let me say that I'm hoping that this pandemic will finish as quickly as possible. We're gonna make it, guys. Let's pray for it. I'm fine, and I hope you're fine too. Let's get started. On today's podcast, we're gonna speak about Portuguese diphthongs using the letter X. Whoa, but this is not as complicated as it sounds. Actually, this is kind of a basic topic. That's why we're gonna try to explain it to you right here in Portuguese Basic Tips. See, in Portuguese we have the phenomenon of the digraph, dígrafo. Dígrafo. The digraph occurs when we use two letters in writing, but we pronounce only one sound. For instance, listen to the pronunciation of the word chuva, rain. Chuva. Now I'm gonna spell it to you. C-H-U V-A. Note that we have two letters, C and H, but they produce only one sound, sh, sh. In Portuguese, we have lots of examples of digraphs. However, we basically have just one example of diphthong, dífono. Diphthongs are the opposite of digraphs. This phenomenon occurs when we produce two sounds, but these sounds come from just one letter. In Portuguese, it happens sometimes, just sometimes, when we are using the letter X. So, in this episode, we're gonna practice the main words in which it occurs. So, when you read something in my language, you'll know how to pronounce these terms. Come with me and see the word nexo. Nexo. Here we got N, E, X, and O. Note that the letter X in this case sounds like two letters, K and S. This is different, for instance, of the word bruxo, bruxo. Here we got B, R, U, X, and O. Here we got the most common pronunciation of the letter X in Portuguese. At this point, you may be asking yourself something like, but how do I know when to pronounce one way or another? Well, you don't. It depends on the origin of the word. Of course, we have lots of grammatical rules, such as the ones related to ditongos, for instance. But I don't think you need to memorize them in order to know about this topic. It happens that the vast majority of words using the letter X in Portuguese are pronounced as bruxo. Our goal here is to learn the main exceptions. So, enough with it, and let's practice. Repeat with me. Nexo. Nexus. Nexo. Your turn. Nexo. Nexo. Sexo. Sex. Your turn. Sexo. Sexo. Tóxico. Toxic. Tóxico. Tóxico. Axila. Armpit. Your turn. Axila. Axila. Taxi. Taxi. Your turn. Taxi. 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 Crucifixo. Crucifix. Your turn. Crucifixo. Crucifixo. Fixar. The verb to fix, to secure, to firm something. Your turn. Fixar. 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 Oxigênio. Oxygen. Oxigênio. Oxigênio. We also have some important words that end with the letter X. Let's practice some of them. Látex. Latex. Látex. Látex. Thorax. Chest. Thorax. Thorax. Cortex. 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 Climax. 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 Well, you made it. Of course, the Portuguese language has more than 12 words that sound like that. However, if you know those ones and the ones related to them, for instance, fixar, eu fixei, ele fixou, and so forth, you know the main words using diphthongs in Portuguese. That's enough for today. I hope you like it. If you have questions or suggestions, email me to contato@todomundopod.com. Try and do it in Portuguese in order to practice a little bit. Don't be shy. Remember, you don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you next time. Take care and thanks. See you soon.